Hello, everyone. Welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. It's week 22, and I apologize. I forgot to give you a heads up that this would not come on Monday this week because of Memorial Day, so you're getting it on Tuesday. Pray for us. We'll get right into it. Today's Baptist Faith and Message, Article 4, Letter C, Sanctification. Sanctification is the topic today. Father, we thank you for the gift of holiness that you've given to us through Christ in our hearts, but also setting us apart for your purposes. There's no higher calling, there's no better way to live, but it's all by your grace. We do not deserve it. Apart from your Spirit, we would never think about it or desire it, but you've called us to Jesus. You've given us your Spirit, and we're so very thankful. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's call up a cross-reference here first. We'll do things a little bit different today, and then we'll go to the Baptist Faith and Message. Romans 6, 20 through 22, just giving us a little introduction to a verse where we see the word sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, one phrase to take a note of, you were free in regard to righteousness. That means you didn't care about righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? What was coming from it? What was the fruit? What was the produce, the product, being a slave to sin? For the end of those things is death. Spiritual death is the short answer. And its only end is death and darkness, utter isolation and separation from God. But now that you've been set free from sin, which is the opposite of being a slave to sin, and have become a slave to God, which is also the opposite of being a slave to sin, right? The fruit you get, so now an opposite fruit, an opposite produce, leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. So being made holy, being set apart and used by God, the opposite of being a slave to sin, and having true holiness and a love for God and a love for his ways and his holiness and character in our hearts, sanctification and its end is eternal life. In other words, that's where it's heading. That's where it's all heading. All right, now let me call up our article here. That's a little too big for you. What is the problem with this? Here we go. Let me just keep shrinking it down. Okay, sorry about that. A little technical glitch, which we don't have a lot on here, but we have it today. Okay, so salvation takes us right down to it. We'll just open this up. And a few weeks ago, we looked at this first paragraph, which summarizes salvation in general. Being spared, being saved from the judgment of God against our sin. You see in here there's four main aspects of that: regeneration, justification, sanctification, and glorification. Then we looked at regeneration, which is being born again, right? The inception of spiritual life in our hearts. And then we looked at justification, being declared righteous in God's eyes. And now this week, sanctification. Here we go. Sanctification is the experience beginning in regeneration. Well, that's so important. I'll say a word about that in a minute. By which the believer is set apart to God's purposes. So there's one aspect of sanctification. Being set apart for God's purposes. You can picture him plucking you up out of the world in a spiritual sense and putting you over here. Now you live differently. You're set apart. You're set aside to live for God, not to live for yourself or the things of this world. The believer is set apart to God's purposes and is enabled. Now this is a different aspect of sanctification. This is something that's happening inside of you, enabled to progress toward moral and spiritual maturity through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in him. Becoming more like Christ, growing in godliness is what that means. And it happens not by our own power, And it doesn't have to do with outward religion, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling, here's a key word, in, dwelling in him. Growth in grace should continue throughout the regenerate person's life. And of course, there's ebbs and flows, there's peaks and valleys, there's seasons of really thriving and flourishing and bearing fruit in holiness. And then there are down times, there are seasons of drought, seasons of sometimes doubt, maybe even getting close to despair. But God keeps us by his grace. He strengthens us. And those ups and downs, those ebbs and flows are part of the sanctification process. God uses those in our lives to humble us and to teach us and to grow us, to sanctify us. Sanctification is the experience beginning in regeneration. I said I was going to say a word about that. And so caring about holiness, growing in areas of holiness, love, joy, peace, patience, and there are many different ones. We're not looking at them all today. But just the idea of being made into the likeness of Christ begins when we're born again. It's not put off to a later date. If you are saved, you are being sanctified. You have been sanctified, and you are being sanctified. And that will continue throughout your life, through different seasons. It's not a straight line up with only victories and only times of joy. But it's not a straight line down with only defeat and steady despairing and doubting and negative things. It's ups and downs, God showing us our weakness, but God showing up to provide by his grace and power sanctification. So there you go. And scroll down here, you can see a healthy list of cross references down here. Actually, it looks like the way they did this, I would have done this differently. I didn't catch this until just now. All the cross references for the whole topic of salvation are here. If I would have noticed that ahead of time, I would have separated out the ones on sanctification. But anyway, you can go to that Romans 6 one. Romans chapter 6. The whole chapter is a great chapter on sanctification, Romans 6 and 7. The word shows up twice at the end of Romans 6, and you can use your marginal references and cross-references in a good study Bible and study it out from there. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin, which means you're no longer a slave to sin, you are no longer blind to the fact that you've sinned, that you're guilty before God, that you need cleansing, that you need forgiveness, that you need a Savior, that you need Christ. You've been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, which means you're dedicated to him. You belong to him. You're living for him. God is your master. That's a different way of life than being a slave to sin. And now the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end. Living for God as his servant by faith in Jesus leads to sanctification. It produces sanctification. And the end of that, the goal of that, the destination of that is eternal life, dwelling forever with God. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the gift of sanctification. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for a Savior. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next Sunday for Catechism 2021. It'll be the 23rd Lord's Day, and I'll see you next Monday, Lord willing, for Confession of Faith, week 23. God bless you. See you soon.